It's Friday, June 23rd, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Christians may take heart. The U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has taken the side of religious liberty. The judge panel okayed a Mississippi law protecting religious liberties for business owners and county clerks who do not wish to participate in faux weddings that endorse unnatural perversions. The court pointed out that the plaintiffs failed to prove the Mississippi law would cause an injury in fact that would empower the district court or this court to rule on its constitutionality. Unquote. We praise God for His common grace operating over Oregon. The State House Judiciary Committee has killed the bill that would have allowed the deliberate starvation of mentally disabled elderly people in Oregon. Surely the Lord delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Psalm 18:48. The FBI is calling it an act of terrorism. Last Wednesday, a police officer at the Flint, Michigan airport was stabbed multiple times by a man who was yelling, "Allahu Akbar," which means Allah is greater. Police have identified the suspect as Amor Fouti, an immigrant to Canada from Tunisia in the attack. Tunisia is 99% Muslim. Jeremiah 10:6 says, quote, "No one is like you, Lord. You are great, and your name is mighty in power," unquote. And you are certainly greater than the moon god Allah. On Tuesday, a Moroccan national detonated a bomb while shouting Allahu Akbar as well in the central train station of Brussels, Belgium. Soldiers fatally shot the suspect, 36-year-old Usama Zarayo, from the Brussels Bureau of Molenbeek. No one else was injured. The Worldview spoke to cultural analyst, political consultant, and veteran filmmaker Jeffrey Botkin of the Western Conservatory about the attack and the significance of Molenbeek.
Molenbeek has been identified by Interpol, and even the media will admit this, that it's the epicenter of terror in Europe, because Molenbeek is a community of Brussels filled with mosques. For over a decade now, Muhammad has been the most popular birth name in all of Brussels, and so their record has been to produce more active kinetic terrorists per capita than any other city in Europe.
Botkin also commented on the theological motivation behind jihadist attacks.
These are the things that they are enjoined to do by the leaders of